Well, it's been taken by some as a sign that the United States has at last emerged from the shadow cast by the financial crisis and the ensuing Great Recession. The first interest rate increase in the US for almost 10 years certainly seems to have pleased the financial markets. More on that in just a moment. First of all, though, what do higher interest rates tell us about the American economy right now? I asked our regular commentator Erwin Stelzer at the Hudson Institute in Washington.
It tells us certainly that it's better than it has been. The unemployment rate is down from roughly 10% to 5%. Incomes are growing and so on. But there are very, very major weaknesses in the U.S. economy still. Manufacturing is weak. Car loans are dicey. The word bubble is being heard in the commercial real estate market. After-tax incomes are up about half of what they usually are in a recovery. So that this plan of the Fed, and they keep mentioning the word gradual, we're going to do this gradually, that probably makes sense since we can't be sure that the economy is strong enough to withstand this increase, as other economies have proven to be weaker than their central banks originally thought.
So there's a danger in putting up interest rates too early.
Yes. On the other hand, the Fed had a choice. If it didn't raise rates after all the signaling that it's been doing, that it's going to do that, its credibility would be destroyed. So it was faced with preserving credibility and taking a bit of a risk in getting off the zero interest rate thing. And I think there they made the right decision. I mean, you can't keep saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. You know, we'll be chased, but not quite now. So they had to raise rates. The question is whether you can be as certain that they will go from the 0.25 that they have announced to the 3.5% in 2018 that they say is their median forecast.
Traditionally, when a central bank increases interest rates, what it's trying to do is discourage borrowing. Of course, it's to discourage households and businesses from borrowing money. Is that what the Federal Reserve is trying to do here? Why is it doing this?
Well, I think it's doing it partly because it knows it has to do it sooner or later. There is nothing on the horizon, and Larry Summers, who was Treasury Secretary under Clinton, has made this point. There's nothing on the horizon such as incipient inflation. There's no indication the economy is overheating. So the usual reasons for raising rates, and the last time they did this was in 2006, and Janet Yellen was then a member of the committee, and she voted to raise rates to stop inflation. Well, now there's almost no inflation, and the Fed really wants inflation to go up. So it's very hard to say that they did this other than, well, it's about time to do this. Let's do it. Let's do it gradually. Let's continue to watch so we can, if we have to, reverse this process. But there was no compelling economic reason other than to begin ending the distortions caused by zero interest rates. Those distortions being that savers get clobbered and borrowers get a free ride.
I wonder what other central banks around the world will think of this. How about Europe, for example, where interest rates are in fact going the other way? This action by the Federal Reserve is likely to tempt investors towards the dollar and perhaps away from the euro. Does this put pressure on the European Central Bank in any way?
No, they must be loving this. After all, what they're trying to do is depress the euro so that the export machinery of the EU kicks into higher gear.
So this is exactly what they would have wanted, pretty much.
I think this is exactly what they would have wanted. I imagine there were champagne corks popping in Brussels yesterday. So I think this is what they would have wanted. Now, other central banks, especially in the emerging market countries, are probably grieving because now they're faced with the problem of having very slow economies. If they raise rates, they will slow their economies further. And if they don't, they'll be faced with capital flight, which causes other problems for them. So it's the emerging market countries, not the EU, that I think lost a good night's sleep last night.